96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're discussing the top news stories of the week at the Reporters Roundtable. My guests are Lon Walls, president of Walls Communications, freelance journalist Taria Rogers, and WHUR news reporter Bramante Bryant. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thank you all for coming in. Let's jump right into this Amtrak story. Obviously, a horrific tragedy. Lots of moving parts. Investigation is underway. 7 people dead, 200 people treated, 8 still in the hospital in critical but stable condition. That's the headline. But underneath that is the big question, not in Philadelphia, but on Capitol Hill. Some $251 million cut from the Amtrak budget. It's a horrific coincidence that it happened today. Taria, what's going on in your mind with this?
From what I heard, they were considering cuts to Amtrak before this incident happened.
Certainly.
So what happened this morning kind of really emphasized those who wanted to cut the funds. They said, you know, look at what's happening here. Clearly they're not operating in a responsible way with these funds. Maybe we should roll it back. Counter argument, my argument, clearly infrastructure, you know, things in our country are under complete stress, especially in that corridor, the busiest one in the country, right? Repairs need to happen more often. And then apparently I hear that with the braking mechanism on this one, it wasn't an automatic switch on to help the engineer, and apparently by the end of the month they're going to make it an automatic switch off for the brakes to engage when things are going past the speed limit.
Well, it's pretty much like a GPS system, I think they were talking about, where it can tell you how quickly the train is moving, and I think they were encouraging Amtrak to use this system, but Amtrak decided not to do it. Now, Amtrak's argument could be, well, the federal government is cutting funds. I think it was like a $1 billion sort of funding that they were asking for. Mm-hmm. Now it's turning political, right? Because
right.
Democrats are saying, well, the Republicans shot this down, and Republicans are saying, well, wait a minute, you're politicizing this. But we will say maybe we do need to look at this a second time. You know, I've said this before, Harold. Usually you will see money coming in for infrastructure once there's a tragedy. It happens with bridges. We know roads, bridges. I mean, we can move into this in terms of roads and bridges with Hogan here in Maryland. But I think that's what's going to happen now. Whether or not Amtrak will get $1 billion, they're going to get something after this.
Lon, you used to work for the U.S. Department of Transportation. This issue with Amtrak and money is not a new issue.
It's not a new issue. And I think you hit the nail on the head in terms of appropriations. I mean, people forget about sequestration. And now we're talking about infrastructure problems. We're talking about homeland security. We're talking about a whole wide range of issues that can be related back to cutbacks and cuts in appropriations. So obviously when I worked for the Department of Transportation, they had what you call ICE-T, which was the Intermodal Safety Transportation Act. Mm-hmm. So we haven't heard much about that. That was probably a number of years ago. So I think what needs to happen now is we need to take a serious look at all these cuts. And because of the fact that they said Amtrak can't plan because their budgets are varying every year, so you can't do any kind of long-term planning. So if you can't do any long-term planning, then you got some issues when these kind of situations come up.
Hold on. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Bramante, you were about to say something.
No, I was just going to follow up with Lon. And I think what's going to be interesting here is to watch and see. There will be investigations, right? There will be hearings. Mm-hmm. After those hearings happen, then I think the key is to see what will happen. Because remember, there will be a time lapse and then something else will come about, and this may fade into memory. Mm-hmm. Remember Sandy Hook, the shootings? We thought, okay, gun control definitely will happen. All of these poor children were murdered. But still, there was no legislation that came forward. You would think that public sentiment would have pushed that forward. Mm-hmm. So I think here the key is, once you have the investigations, once you have the hearings, what happens after that?
Mm-hmm. And the issue, obviously, this budget issue, as Taria suggested earlier, this didn't just happen today. It is coincidental mm-hmm. that the vote was today.
Right.
This accident last night, we still don't know what caused it. Mm-hmm. And so we are, even though they are connected, one really has nothing to do with the other. Although here's the other ironic piece, and maybe not so much because it is politics. Yesterday at Georgetown, when the president was talking about poverty and mm-hmm. fighting poverty, mm-hmm. he did talk about funding infrastructure as a way to help bolster the economy and get the whole jobs issue moving.
But that's a no-brainer for a president, anyone in political office. You know, the infrastructure, clearly it's a need. Clearly people need jobs. Let's do it. But they've been saying it for years. Will it actually happen is really my big question. I don't know. But that's a no-brainer.
The other issue also, another train issue, Metro. This was not a good week for Metro. certainly.
Right.
Another issue. And as has been discussed, you know, in the newsroom before, just like when you buy a brand new house, as we did with Metro back in the 1970s, it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. It was the new mousetrap, the greatest subway system in the world, arguably. But things get old. Is that what we're seeing right now, Lon?
Without question, I think we have an aging infrastructure, and it's going to continue. And we have this kind of spot check response to what happens, where we need to kind of do some kind of overall review and see where we are. You know, again, it's about budgets, also about appropriations. But I think it's important to see we've got an infrastructure that's aging and falling apart, and all of a sudden there's an accident, so everybody runs over here and takes care of that. And then all of a sudden it's over here, go to the left, go to the right. We need to stop and kind of take a real serious look at this thing and see what's going on.
And not to mention another issue for D.C., so many people have moved in, right? I mean, since 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, so many people live here now. So there's just even like double and triple the wear and tear on the rail lines, everybody's riding. With the recent incident, I think what happened was they did see some smoke, but they didn't want the incident to happen prior when the young lady died back in February to occur again, so they decided to just stop the train instead of having any other incident occur or fatality like before.
But then you have riders who are upset,
right,
who are frustrated. Metro really, I think, in a nutshell, has an imaging problem.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a really bad image right now, and one thing obviously just builds on top of the next.
Mm-hmm.
Metro is, you know, they're trying to get the Silver Line done and the
purple line.
The purple line. Yeah. And that's still an issue. I think I mentioned that with Hogan. So this is not a good thing because Hogan is already waffling on whether or not he wants Maryland to the purple line to push
mm-hmm.
that thing through. So Metro doesn't need this. A lot of talk that I'm hearing, Harold, is that in terms of management, what is the issue with Metro? And some folks are saying that there is something that is sort of within the management and the structure of Metro that they cannot react and be proactive and fix some of these problems that continually pop up, because some of them are connected. They aren't just sort of random.
Mm-hmm.
And as you see these smoke and these electricity issues, you know, folks could be saying, well, wait a minute, why are the same issues happening?
Well, let me, I need to take a break, but I want our listeners to join in with this conversation as it relates to Metro and indeed Amtrak. Do you feel safe when thinking about riding Amtrak or Metro? What is your concern? Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're sitting at the Reporters Roundtable. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're at the Reporters Roundtable with Lon Walls, president of Walls Communications, freelance journalist Taria Rogers, and WHUR news reporter Bramante Bryant. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We have this issue, and we have some others coming up, but let me go to the phone lines. Chris calling from Montgomery County. Quickly, what's on your mind?
Good evening, Harold and guests.
Doing just fine. Go right ahead.
I'm a regular commuter on MART, Metro, and I like the Amtrak. So I've seen work going on, and I think one of the things that has really helped out is that we don't hear as much about human error. That I think that was part of the imaging problem with Metro going back to the crash several years ago, which claimed some lives, that it was human error, people not paying attention. The ridership on Metro has greatly increased in the time that I've been riding Metro on and off for 20 years. But it's the infrastructure, and I'd like to hear from your guests of what are the key infrastructure issues affecting both Amtrak and Metro and local transportation.
Okay.
Because everybody says we want to use public transportation, but obviously there are some issues that aren't being addressed.
Well, quickly, someone want to respond to what Chris was saying. Chris, thank you so much for your call.
Well, I'll say one of the things we talk about. You brought the question about, do you feel safe? It's not really who. It's really not about you being safe. It's like if you have individuals like an Amtrak and Metro who are top-notch people, who are CEOs, congressmen, city council members. If you start having issues on a constant basis and they're affected, like you said, a squeaky wheel gets
that's
the
right.
attention.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to probably it's going to have to take where some of these folks are in, like for instance, in the Amtrak situation. There was a congressman that was on, got off. But I think it's got to be those individuals who have to kind of keep pushing.
Push
but, you know, we're all being affected, but only certain folks really kind of get the attention that we really need to have.
All right. Vondell, calling from Greenbelt. Quickly, what's on your mind?
Yes, hi. Back to your original question about do you feel safe on Metro?
Mm-hmm.
No, I do not, because I won't even take the Metro anymore. I'll just drive downtown. Metro has a lot of different issues going on from what I can tell as a former rider. One, from increased crime. Two, lack of employee morale from a lot of the things that I see from the workers that work there. They also have issues going on with their system, with their trains and their buses. And then every time you turn around, they're raising the price.
Yeah.
So to me, I don't understand any of those things. I think it starts back from the top from what you say. If they can fix a lot of the management issues, they should be able to fix a lot of what's aging Metro.
Okay. Well, Vondell, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. We've got a lot coming up on the program tonight. Not only are we just talking about the transportation issues, but we're also talking about police and the community, the shooting, the killing of black men, unrest in Baltimore, obviously a big issue. We're going to also talk about, guess who, George Zimmerman in trouble again. It just seems to keep following him. Also, we're going to talk about Deflategate and the Patriots issue. And we want to hear from you at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Of course, lots to talk to on the Daily Drum, so please stay with us. It will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I am Harold. Oh, okay. We got a minute. Who talks fast?
So let me jump in. You do, and that's fine.
All right.
Back to what I hear most from readers about, I mean, writers from Metro, is that they do feel it's unsafe. They do feel that the prices go up, but you don't get the return in service. My other thing from a writer perspective is, you know, when 1970s, they made it, we were just using handheld phones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 2015, text, message, all of that. Well, I'm underground, tunnel, what's going on? I get no communication from Metro. You're just down there in an abyss, have no idea what's going on above ground.
Mm-hmm.
Writers are really concerned about that.
I think crime is still a big issue. You know, harassment of riders, and it's a problem. So certainly a lot to address now. We're going to continue to address many of these issues on the other side on Sirius XM Channel 141. Of course, The Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown is next on WHUR 96.3. Stay with us for more of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141. Mary and Alan, we'll talk to you in just a few seconds.